Welcome to the Archer Institute blog and audio. Today, we're looking at a question that pretty much everyone asks before they start in real estate. The article is called, How Much Do Estate Agents Earn in Victoria?
And it's the right question to ask. Before you commit to a career change, before you even start training, you want to know what the income actually looks like.
The article is honest about why there isn't a single clean number. In Victoria, most estate agent roles aren't a flat salary. It's a base wage plus commission. The base gives you something steady while you're building up. The commission is where the real income growth sits.
So you're not just working for a weekly paycheck from day one?
Not really, no. And every agency structures the split differently. Some lean on a higher base with a smaller commission share. Others pay a lower base and reward strong performers with a bigger cut. Before you accept any role, the article says to read how that split works and what targets sit behind it.
Because two agents in the same office could finish the year on completely different numbers.
Purely based on results. That's the reality of it. And a few things shape which way your number goes.
Like what?
The market, for one. A busy listing environment with confident buyers lifts everyone. A quieter stretch does the opposite, and that's just the cycle. Your experience is another big one. New agents start slower because they're building a database and earning the kind of trust that brings repeat business and referrals. Established agents have that working for them already.
And I'd imagine the type of property you're working with matters too?
Absolutely. Residential, commercial, rural, selling versus leasing, different fees, different rhythms, different earning potential. And then there's effort. The article's pretty direct. More listings, more open homes, more follow-up with buyers. Consistent work gets rewarded.
It sounds like the article doesn't try to sugarcoat it.
It really doesn't. It says anyone who promises you a fixed, guaranteed income in this field isn't being straight with you. But the flip side is that the ceiling is high for agents who invest the time over years, not weeks.
That framing matters. Years, not weeks.
Which leads into what the article says about the first year, because that's where a lot of people's expectations can get off track.
What does it say?
Most new agents have a quieter first year. You're building a database, learning the local area, earning the trust that brings repeat business. The base wage carries you through that stretch. The commission starts thin and grows as your pipeline fills up.
So it's almost like a ramp-up period you need to budget for going in.
Exactly. The people who treat year one as an investment in skills and relationships are the ones still standing and earning well a few years later. The ones who go in expecting big numbers from month one tend to get discouraged.
That's genuinely useful to hear before you start. What about qualifications? How does that connect to what you earn?
It's a really practical point. Your role and your license shape how much of the fee you can actually earn. Most people start as an agent's representative, working under a licensed estate agent. It's the entry point into the industry, and it gets you earning commission while you're learning the trade.
And then there's a path up from there?
A full estate agent license gives you more responsibility. You can manage transactions independently and eventually run or own an agency. More responsibility generally means a larger commission share and a wider set of income streams available to you.
So the qualification path isn't just about getting through the door. It actively shapes your earning capacity as you grow.
That's the realistic takeaway from the article. Income starts modest and grows with effort, experience, and the right qualification. There's no single salary figure that tells the whole story, and no guarantee of big returns. But for people who commit, what you earn tracks what you build.
I like that. What you earn tracks what you build.
The full article is on the Archer Institute website and goes into more detail, including a national comparison of how Victorian pay sits against other states. If you're weighing up whether real estate is the right career, it's worth reading the whole thing.
And if you're ready to take that first step toward getting qualified?
Archer Institute delivers Victorian real estate courses online and self-paced with nationally recognized qualifications and real Australian-based support. You can start with the agent's representative course to get working, then step up to the estate agent license when you're ready to grow. Give them a call on 1-800-069-273.
Read the article, take the first step. We'll see you next time.